You're listening to Of Consuming Interest on Washington Post Radio. 1077 FM, 1500 AM, and reaching the world on WashingtonPostRadio.com.
Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
The move from independent living to an assisted living facility or a nursing home can be devastating. Whether it's for you or a loved one, there's so many questions about the quality of the facility and the level of care and a host of other issues. Evan Farr, an attorney in private practice in Virginia, has written a nursing home survival guide. While it focuses on Virginia, the advice is for everyone, no matter where you live. Welcome to Of Consuming Interest, Evan.
Thank you, Shirley. I'm delighted to be here.
So here we are looking at a book that I think is going to be so valuable to people. It's such a painful choice when you have to make these decisions. And I guess having something to walk you through the process to give you a little feeling of comfort in the choices that you make is so valuable to consumers. Tell me about why you were inspired to write this book.
Well, Shirley, I've been practicing estate planning and elder law for 18 years. And as my clientele began aging and more of my clients were in need of nursing homes or were children with parents facing the need for nursing homes, I realized that this was an area that I needed to devote my practice to. And I decided to write the book and put this information on my website and make this information available to consumers and to clients who are facing the difficult decision.
The choices. I was impressed before we went on the air, you were saying that you hadn't written it to make money because that's why you give the information away for free on your website. You want to sell the book because you want to pay for the printing costs for people who are not on the internet. So, Evan, that's a refreshing attitude. I like that very much. Tell me the website.
My website is virginiaelderlaw.com.
Virginia Elder Law, and that's Virginia spelled out, VirginiaElderLaw.com. And you can find all the information. And what Evan has done is written about the choices from the beginning to the end, selecting a nursing home, what is one, how to get the best care, and so on, and how to find out if there's abuse going on, because, I mean, that does happen sometimes. So you've got something here that's great for people. Let's talk about some of the specifics. For those in our audience who are listening to us who are thinking, I've got to make this choice, whether for themselves or a relative, what do you do first?
Well, if a nursing home is the only option.
Because there are many other options out
there. Well, there are many other options. You know, studies show, and in my own practice, I see that nobody wants to go to a nursing home. They're a place of last resort. People overwhelmingly prefer to stay at home, if that is at all possible. And there are numerous home health care agencies throughout our metropolitan area that provide home health aids to people to enable them to stay at home. There are also, of course, assisted living facilities, which provide an intermediate level of care for people who are not able to manage on their own at home or don't have enough income to pay for the home health aides to come in and be with them 12 or 24 hours a day. So those are almost always the first choices, either staying at home, if a transition is needed, into an assisted living facility. But,
and many of the assisted living facilities, you can go up in the terms of care and stay right in the same facility, right? If you become to the point where you really need nursing care, some of them do
there,
that?
There are some communities that are called continuing care retirement communities.
So it means it goes from one end to the other. Okay.
Right. They typically start with independent living. People move in into their own condominium or their own apartment. Some are purchased, some are rented, and if they need to progress to the levels of care, they can move into
they
assisted
can move
living.
On. Okay. So there's a variety of choices available to consumers. A book like yours is going to help them sort out the types of choices that they have and then deciding what is best. Do you walk them through step by step and saying if you need this, this, and this, and this is the correct kind of facility for you, for your you or your loved one?
Well, my book does talk briefly about home health care and guides people to some sources where they can obtain home health care agencies. I have a list of geriatric care managers, which can be a tremendous help with selecting the proper type of home care. But what my book really focuses on is the nursing home choice.
And, right, and that's the ultimate choice for a lot of people. Do you have any idea about what percentage of people in our population end up in a nursing home? Do you know the statistics on that? I think it's fairly small, isn't it?
Well, I don't know the overall statistics of people that wind up in a nursing home. I can give you some percentages. And
that's what I mean.
The odds of a single person over 65 entering a nursing home are about 40%.
Okay.
For a married
couple. It's pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For a married couple over 65, the odds go up to 50% that one of them will enter a nursing home. For an individual over 70, the odds go up to 65% that they will go into a nursing home. And for people over 85, the odds go up to 97%.
Wow.
That someone will spend, at least a year in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
The average stay is approximately 2.5 years. Of course, some people stay much shorter times and some people stay much longer times.
And then there's a whole issue of how you pay for it, which is we just simply are not going to have a chance to do today. But all right, let's talk about this choices. When you're going, let's focus on nursing homes at this point. When you're trying to choose a facility, what kind of agencies are out there that would give you a starting point to tell you that we've looked at these nursing homes and these are the nursing homes that we think are the best? Is that kind of help available?
That kind of help is available. The best place to start is actually on the Medicare website at medicare.gov. And the actual address after you go to medicare.gov is /NHCompare. This is the Nursing Home Quality Compare website.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come right back to this, Evan. Do not go away.
You're listening to Of Consuming Interest on Washington Post Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Evan Farr. He's an attorney who has written a book on nursing homes, How to Survive the Nursing Homes, that survival guide. Before we took the break, we were talking about the websites that would help people to find out the rankings. Give that to us again.
Again, that address, Shirley, is www.medicare.gov/NHCompare. And at this website, you can find comparisons of nursing home by various government-rated quality measures. These are based on annual inspections done by Medicare. And it rates quality measures such as the percent of residents who have moderate to severe pain, the percent of high-risk residents who have pressure sores, the percent of residents who were physically restrained, and the percent of residents who spend most of their time in bed or in a chair. So these are...
So that's actually, you're talking about the quality of life for the people in the nursing home. Because if they have bed sores, they haven't been turned. If they're being restrained, then perhaps there are alternatives for that. And if they're spending all their time in a chair, they don't have enough activity going on.
Absolutely. That's what my book is all about, is how seniors who have to go into nursing homes can get the best quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, as an elder law attorney, do every day, is help families.
To go through this process.
Right.
Yeah.
And to make sure that if we have to do the worst case scenario, which is to put a loved one in a nursing home, that at least we can keep the highest quality of life possible,
right,
for that.
And you say ask for references. There's a whole lot of list of things that you give people to do before they choose a facility. So checking it out. Now, do our local jurisdictions have their own kind of anything for people who are using nursing homes? I know my parents were in Florida, and my mother ended up in a nursing home for a short period of time. And they had a private agency that was kind of, it set itself up as a watchdog of nursing homes. And they actually gave them rankings, and they would visit the nursing homes. I was so impressed. And they also had a state agency. Do Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. have anything of that nature?
There's nothing of that nature that I'm aware of.
Maybe if our listeners know, they'll let us know. So
the closest thing is each state has an office called a long-term care ombudsman. And they do inspections of nursing homes. They handle disputes involving nursing homes. And by contacting your local long-term care ombudsman, they can give you information about whether a certain facility has had a certain number of complaints.
Sure, that's very important.
And so they can be very helpful.
And as important is how does the facility handle those complaints and what have they done to make corrections to it? So they do that. These offices then look at these nursing home facilities on a yearly basis. Do they look at all of them within their state?
Each state does do their own annual inspection.
Due diligence on it.
Nursing homes.
Okay. Again, remember the website is medicare.gov/NHCompare for nursing homes if you want to find out how Medicare rates it. And the website for Evan is virginiaelderlaw.com, and you can find a copy of his survival guide there. And while it's written for Virginia, basically you're dealing with federal laws that apply to consumers in any state, aren't you?
That's correct. The Medicaid law is based on federal law. All the states are required to follow the basic federal law. And there are slight variations from state to state, even from community to community. Within Virginia, there's slight differences between Northern Virginia and the rest of Virginia. But the underlying law is really same in all jurisdictions.
And now you said there's federal law changes because you're rewriting your book, and it actually is out of publication right now. Available on your website. Is the updated version available on your website?
Yes, the updated version.
Okay, and what is the change in the law?
Well, the change in the law is the fact that DRA, the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005, was signed by President Bush on February 8th of this year. That made very significant changes to the Medicaid program and how things such as the look-back period operate for transfers that people sometimes make in an effort to qualify for Medicaid. The law has greatly changed in a number of different areas with regard to
taking all of that into consideration in the revision of your book.
Yes, although...
And that's not going to specifically affect most people, certainly not the advice that you're giving.
Well, the advice for getting into the area of long-term care planning, nursing homes involves Medicaid very often and how to pay for nursing homes. When we get into Medicaid discussions, then absolutely, the change in the law is a big factor. Right now, though, it's a very gray area with this law because there are actually 4 lawsuits across the country that are challenging the constitutionality of DRA based on an error that was made in the House bill. The president signed the version that the Senate passed, but it was not identical to the version that was passed by the House. And all constitutional scholars across the country have said that DRA is actually not a law right now.
Because of the discrepancy.
Right. The basic bicameral clause in the Constitution says that all legislation to be signed by the president must first be passed in identical format.
Okay. So we're looking at the whole issue of nursing homes. So we've found some resources to help us. I guess after you've made that wrenching decision for yourself or a family member, then you've got to be concerned about the level of care they actually receive when they're in the home. Would that be the next step?
Absolutely. And the level of care in nursing homes is fairly consistent. And unfortunately, in most nursing homes, the level of care is not what it ought to be. There are federal requirements for the type of care that must be given, but the reality is that almost all nursing homes are understaffed. The people that work there are underpaid. People that work there are almost always, you know, wonderful people who are doing this because they genuinely care about helping these elderly people.
And they want to help. We're going to have to take a break here. Do not go away because we're going to be right back and you don't want to miss the rest of this discussion.
You're listening to Of Consuming Interest on Washington Post Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Evan Farr. He's an attorney in private practice in Virginia and he's written a nursing home survival guide. And it really has wonderful information. The website, if you want to go check it out for free, you don't have to buy it, is virginiaelderlaw.com. And if you want to check out how to compare nursing homes, the website is medicare.gov/NHCompare. All right, we're talking, Evan, before the break about how do you maintain the level of care? What do you need to do? I mean, this is going to require vigilance on the part of family members.
That is the most common way to get the best type of care is to have a concerned and dedicated family member. If there's a spouse that is a at-home spouse living in the community, that obviously is a sort of a guarantee. The spouse is going to be there supplementing the quality of care.
What if there is no one? Does the state appoint an advocate? Because I've heard horror stories about some of those things. I guess that's a whole other issue, isn't it?
There are a lot of horror stories, and I deal with them every day. But a big part of what I do and many other elder law attorneys is work with families where there is no spouse to help supplement the level of care. And the children have their own lives. They may be in different states.
They could be even in another country, for that matter.
Exactly. They have full-time jobs. They have their own children to deal with. So an adult child can't always dedicate themselves to being with mom or dad for 6 or 8 hours a day to make sure they're getting the best type of care. And that's where elder law attorneys such as myself do what is called long-term care planning or Medicaid planning or asset protection, where we work with families either in advance of nursing home care or at the time of need, and we help them legally shelter assets in such a way that the assets will be protected from being countable resources when the resident goes to qualify for Medicaid, but that they will still be available to use to supplement the level of care of the nursing home resident. For instance, by hiring a private caregiver to be with your mother or father while they are in the nursing home, so that instead of the 1 to 2 hours of care that they might otherwise get from the overworked nursing home staff, if you have enough money that's been protected, that can be used to hire a private caregiver to be with mom or dad for 6 or 8 hours a day and make sure that they are, you know, being taken to the bathroom the proper number of times. Make sure that they are...
that they even eat their food.
Eating is a huge issue, because a lot of people in nursing homes are very slow to eat. They have difficulty eating, and they will wind up with a feeding tube if they don't have somebody, either a family member or a private caregiver, to help them with the eating process.
Now, you are a certified elder law attorney.
Yes, I am.
One of the few, I gather.
I'm one of roughly half a dozen certified elder law attorneys in the metro area, in Virginia, rather. I think there's 11 of us in the Virginia, Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
So, and your special level of expertise is to help us deal with these issues, particularly the financial, the custodial issues that would be relative to family going into a nursing home. That's very important issues for us. What are some of the other things that people should consider? We haven't really, you need to report it if you feel that there's abuse. You should talk to the supervisor of the nursing home if you've got an issue initially. That would be the first place to go if you've got some concerns.
Absolutely. You start with the administrator, start with the staff, go up to the administrator, and then eventually to the long-term care ombudsman if you can't get satisfaction within the facility. And I have a couple chapters on how to recognize abuse and neglect, how to avoid abuse and neglect, and what to do if there actually is
abuse or neglect. Yeah.
And of course, ultimately, if the abuse or neglect is severe enough, there are attorneys who specialize in nursing home malpractice, where they will actually file lawsuits for wrongful death or very serious injuries that do sometimes tragically occur.
Right. And unfortunately, such as in my mother's case, there came a point where she just simply couldn't live at home, even with live-in care. It just became impossible. And that whole issue of live-in care, that's a whole nother two-hour subject to discuss. Anyway, we can't do that tonight. But there's a lot of information in your book. Again, let me just give some websites for you, our listeners. If you want to take a look at the survival guide, the Nursing Home Survival Guide, go to virginiaelderlaw.com. That's Evan Farr's website, which has a free copy of the book on there. And if you want to check out nursing homes, the website is medicare.gov/NHCompare. And there you can find out how Medicare rates the nursing homes in your area on a variety of types of service. Does anyone, Evan, and one of the big issues here that you hit on is the number of people in the nursing home available, the per patient ratio of caregivers. Is that one of the factors that's looked at? Because that would certainly be a significant factor.
Yes. The Medicare Nursing Home Compare website does give the number of staff per patient, the number of nurses in the facility, and the number of CNAs, which are certified nurse assistants.
Now, have you had your clients had experience with the ombudsman offices within the states? Are they pretty responsive?
I think they're very responsive, yes. I have not had a lot of direct interaction with them. Thankfully, most of the clients I deal with, you know, I'm helping them get good quality care, so they generally don't have
issues
of abuse and neglect.
Thank you so much for joining us. I wish you great success in your book. It's something that's much needed and I'm sure of great interest to our listeners. We've been talking with Evan Farr. He's an attorney in private practice in Virginia. He's written a book, The Nursing Home Survival Guide. You can view it on the internet at virginiaelderlaw.com. You can find him in the phone book if you're not on the internet. Thank you, Evan, very much. I'm Shirley Rooker with WTOP's Call for Action.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.